classic pitcher's duel last night in Wrigley Field. Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves, the best pitcher of his generation, against Mark Pryor of the Chicago Cubs, maybe the next generation. Mr. Pryor held the best offense in the National League to two hits. The Cubs won 3-1 and take a two-game lead into Wrigley Field later today, in which they could win their first division championship ever since Neanderthal Man walked upright, and he was undoubtedly a Cub fan. I know, we're related. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Morning, Ron.
Hi, Scott. Mark Pryor sends his love.
Thank you. He called just before the game for a little advice. Listen, Ron, was last night as good for you as it was for me?
It was very amazing. You know, the great thing about it, Scott, was that Pryor didn't really have his best stuff. He walked as many batters as he has in a game all year in just a couple of innings, and he still shut down one of the most potent offenses in baseball. I think Cub fans would feel a little better if Sammy Sosa and some of the other boys were hitting a little more.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, Scott, if the celebration on Clark Street south of Wrigley Field was last night was any indication of what's yet to come, if the Cubs win a few more games, this is going to be New Orleans North.
Yeah. An amazing story at the same time is building up in the other playoffs. The Florida Marlins, wildcard team in the National League, have been playing like real champions.
Well, what a wonderful victory that was for last night. Does baseball get any better than that?
Boy.
Here is Pudge Rodriguez facing a situation in the 11th inning. If he swings and misses, his team loses. If he gets a hit, his team wins. He gets a hit, they win. And here are the high and mighty Giants on the brink of going home. And the same, by the way, is true of the Red Sox, you know, and the Braves, all three.
Never has the word elimination, and I mean in the biological sense, been more apt when applied to the poor Red Sox this year.
Well, I mean, that was just another really great game, that first game against the A's in Oakland, Scott.
Yeah.
A bases-loaded bunt in the 12th inning. Do you think that captured people's attention around the country? Wonderful, wonderful baseball so far.
And Twins-Yankees, David versus Goliath, and David and Goliath are tied, and they're going to play in David's ballpark today.
Well, and if the Yankees don't get their act together, this could be the last time we'll ever see Roger Clemens pitch, Scott.
Yeah.
He pitches today, and if the Twins win two more games, that's the end of his career.
Ron, I don't want to say enough about baseball because there's never enough, but we do want to note the remarkable progress of the U.S. women's soccer team. They've allowed one goal in four World Cup games. They play Germany today, and they've scored 20.
The game's tomorrow.
Sunday, that's right.
Right,
sorry.
Right. You're absolutely right. The women have allowed just one goal in four World Cup games. In Norway, for instance, in that big quarterfinal win, the U.S. quarterfinal win, 1-0, mm-hmm. they only got one shot on goal.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. The big star for the American team has been Abby Wambach. She's just been terrific. Three goals from inside the penalty area, two on headers. I think if it comes down to the German offense versus the American defense, the Americans would be happy with that.
Ron, this is just a wonderful time of year as long as it lasts, isn't it?
Well, it is in Chicago. I just got to tell you, Scott,
yeah.
I know you were looking forward to that big Cubs-White Sox World Series. I'm not sure we could have handled it here.
No. It would have been a cosmic event, absolutely.
Yeah, I think one at a time. That's all we can handle here.
Okay. That's very much Ron Rappaport, who's our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and he's also a columnist for The Bright One, the Chicago Sun-Times.